From the Small Business Association of DC Taxi Cab Drivers, this is the Taxi Link.
For all the drivers in this metropolitan area, this is the bad example. Gaylord Marriott is bringing bad example from all of us. This is not only Prince George cab drivers issue. This is going to be next time on you. And just come and support us. Let's fight these things together. Let's show them this is not the right way to do. You know, this is a bill. They need to stop taking cab drivers' job.
Cab drivers at National Harbor demonstrated outside Gaylord National twice this week as the hotel introduced more affordable hybrid vehicles meant to compete directly with taxis.
What do you mean you got kicked out Monday?
From Monday, they started operating their own vehicle. Monday, today, and yesterday, none of us, we didn't pick a job.
In addition to protests outside the hotel, the Gaylord also experienced a flash mob in its fancy lobby. Tonight, we'll open up the phone lines to hear from drivers, and we'll discuss the DC Taxi Cab Commission's upcoming special meeting on its regulation of sedans and payment service providers like Uber. This is the Taxi Link, brought to you by the Small Business Association of DC Taxi Cab Drivers. I'm Pete Tucker with thefightback.org. Friday, more than 80 cab drivers and supporters protested outside the Gaylord Hotel at National Harbor, the luxury resort and mini city on the Potomac River. Chanting Gaylord Unfair and Marriott Unfair, cab drivers continued their effort to highlight Gaylord's preferential treatment for the vehicles of its transportation vendor, the French multinational corporation Veolia. Taxis are required to pay $60 a month to park on the third floor of a garage across the street from the Gaylord, out of sight of hotel guests. Meanwhile, Veolia's black sedans park directly outside the hotel. And as of Monday, Veolia's new express hybrid vehicles, priced competitively with taxis, also park out front. Friday's protest followed a similar demonstration outside the Gaylord on Wednesday, which was covered by Tracy Wilkins of NBC4.
I've been driving over 5 years now.
Atanish is a mom who enjoys flexible hours as an independent cab driver, and she likes working the Gaylord Hotel at National Harbor.
I do make more money than, you know, outside at the standing at the metro, and the people are nice.
The recent conflicts with the luxury hotel have landed her and fellow cabbies on a picket line. While taxis are still allowed to pick up fares here, it's gotten harder to do since the Gaylord has expanded its private car service. Hotel spokesmen provided us with some of the feedback they've gotten from guests complaining about cab service. One guest said, a trip to Capitol Hill took 90 minutes. Another said, I feel that I was taken advantage of by the cab service that your staff held for me to go back to the Reagan Airport. Gaylord spokesmen say that is what prompted the hotel to expand its contract with Veolia Transportation. In addition to black town cars, the service now offers these green and white hybrid cars that look a lot like cabs. They offer flat rates and the option of guests paying with a credit card or charging it to their room.
They're after our living.
These taxi drivers are saying that what they want is a cab stand in front of National Harbor as it stands. They have to park over here in this garage and wait for someone to call them over if a guest happens to ask for a taxi.
They're making it hard for us, especially for me.
Spokesmen with the Gaylord say that this is all about providing their guests options. They say that they have met with the taxi drivers and do not plan on changing the present transportation system. At National Harbor, I'm Tracy Wilkins, News 4.
That was Tracy Wilkins from NBC4. Unmentioned in her report is that Wilkins and her cameraman were told by National Harbor Security that they couldn't film on the sidewalk without prior approval. Apparently, in an effort to circumvent this questionable policy, Wilkins interviewed Etanesh Dembele while she drove her cab around National Harbor. 2 hours before Friday's action, Mateo Chacol of the AFL-CIO called into WPFW 89.3 FM, where Tony Norman and I were filling in.
This is Mateo Chacol from the AFL-CIO.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. I'm here to tell your listeners about a story and a struggle that's been developing here at the National Harbor. Prince George's County, there's several drivers out there for the last week or two protesting actions by Gaylord Marriott and Veolia, who are $2 billion corporations trying to push out drivers. And, you know, this Friday, which is today, at 11 o'clock, there will be a very large rally with community allies and drivers protesting the Gaylord Marriott from pushing out these local drivers, these local businessmen and women who work hard every day. And so I'd like to ask your listeners, if you're listening, you know, join us today at 11 a.m. In front of the Gaylord Marriott at the National Harbor, Prince George County.
Over the airways of WPFW, Tony Norman responded to the call from Mateo Chacol.
And as for the National Harbor, we've always covered the taxicab driver. That's a very serious issue that's happening out there in the National Harbor, how they're treating the drivers and trying to drive them out in favor of the big companies. Every taxicab driver, every resident should be very, very concerned about what's happening at National Harbor in this region, every taxicab driver in this region.
That was from WPFW 89.3 FM from Friday morning. Later in the program, we'll play more clips from Friday's protest, including interviews with driver leader Fisahe Tesfai and Beth Levy of the AFL-CIO. Meanwhile, in Northern Virginia, a cab driver has come forward with a recording of his passenger making anti-Islamic comments against him during a late-night ride in April. This is the second time in as many months that a Northern Virginia cab driver has used recordings to prove he's been subjected to verbal and possible physical assaults because of his religion. Last month, Muhammad Salim recorded his passenger, aviation executive Ed Dahlberg, telling him, "If you're a effing Muslim flying jets into the World Trade Center, then F you, I will slice your effing throat right now." That case is scheduled for trial in August. In this latest incident, Abdikar Aden recorded his passenger, Jennifer Krab, telling 911 that she was scared because Aden was very Muslim. Krab's recorded comments were laced with profanity. She did not respond to interview requests from NBC4, which filed this report.
"I have some guy that's a Muslim, and he's got us on the side of the road, and he will not keep going forward. I'm scared for my life."
In this video recorded by Northern Virginia cab driver Abdikader Aden, his passenger talks to a police dispatcher as they're stopped on the Dulles Access Highway after midnight on April 24th.
"All I know is this guy won't move, and he is scaring me, and he's very Muslim, and I'm scared for my life."
Aden, a U.S. citizen who emigrated more than a decade ago from Somalia, also called 911.
"What's going on, sir?
I have a passenger who's drunk, harassing me, telling me to go back. Don't take me, okay?"
According to an Airports Authority police report, Aden claimed the woman poked his shoulder with her fingers and cursed at him for no apparent reason. She claimed they got into a dispute over the route they were taking.
"You're prejudiced."
"Yes, if you're a Muslim flying jets in the World Trade Center, then you."
This is the second recent incident caught on tape involving a D.C. area cab driver subjected to a similar rant. That case is set for a hearing in August.
"That's two incidents too many."
The Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE, has written to Fairfax County prosecutors asking this latest incident to be classified as a hate crime.
"Crimes are always objectionable, but they're even more so when they're done because of a person's faith." Mm-hmm.
No one answered the door at the woman's home tonight. And the Fairfax County Prosecutor's Office also has not responded to our phone call asking for comment. On the Dulles Toll Road, Jim Rosenfield, News 4.
That was a report from NBC4. In a follow-up to a story we've covered here on the Taxi Link, the funeral service for Solomon Okoro, a 57-year-old father of five, are still being finalized, according to Evelyn Ruiz, owner of Classic Cab, the company for which Mr. Okoro drove for 15 years. Solomon Okoro was shot and killed earlier this month while driving two passengers in his cab in Adams Morgan. Mr. Wee said the scheduling of the funeral service is being done to accommodate family from abroad who will be attending. Mr. Okoro was originally from Nigeria. In Baltimore this week, the city passed a $2.4 billion budget. Included in the budget is a 25-cent fee on each taxi ride. And in a follow-up to an issue we've covered last week here on the Taxi Link, New York City's Taxi and Limousine Commission voted 5-3 to approve a set of 12 regulations. "These changes will crush the incomes of taxi drivers," said Bairavi Desai, executive director of the New York Taxi Workers Alliance. Among those who voted no on the measures was Taxi and Limousine Commissioner Iris Wanschall, who said, "In my time on the commission, this is probably the harshest rules that I've seen against drivers."
"This is probably my time on the commission, probably the harshest rules that I have seen against drivers. And I just can't vote for this. I just feel that this is wrong, that it is treating the drivers in a way that I have not seen the years that I've been on this commission, and so therefore I'm voting no.
That was Taxi and Limousine Commissioner Iris Weinshall. Weinshall is the wife of the U.S. Senator from New York, Chuck Schumer. This is the Taxi Link, brought to you by the Small Business Association of D.C. Taxi Cab Drivers. You can catch the Taxi Link each Saturday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WUST 1120 a.m. And you can find all the past shows online at TheFightBack, one word, TheFightBack.org. I'm Pete Tucker with The Fight Back, and I'm joined by my co-host, Tony Norman, chairman of D.C. Advisory Neighborhood Commission 1B, which includes parts of U Street, 9th Street, and Georgia Avenue. Welcome, Tony Norman.
Glad to be here.
Well, any fine opening thoughts you want to care to share with us from our headlines that we presented, including another outrageous incident in Northern Virginia? And of course, we're going to be talking about what's going on at National Harbor in Prince George's County.
Well, a lot of that highlights the issues that we're raising and trying to raise about the perspective and the view of cab drivers, because they're immigrants, how they're treated as second-class citizens and how passengers treat them and feel they can get away with it. And then the issue out in the harbor, which shows you how they're trying to squeeze the drivers out. And it's ironic that the National Harbor said they're trying to bring in their cars to present options. They're actually eliminating options, because their guests will not have the option to take a regular cab, which might be lower. So I think those clips highlight a lot of the issues that we are trying to raise here.
We're going to keep talking, and we're going to play some clips from the protests that were held both Friday and Wednesday. There were two separate protests at National Harbor. But we're also going to be opening up the phone lines, and I'm going to give out that number a couple times now. So if drivers want to call in and we'd love to hear from you, then get ready. We're giving out that number. So the number for the studio is 703-534-9878. Again, that number, and we're going to be turning the call shortly, is 703-534-9878. If there's an issue you want to raise, if there's something we need to be covering at the Taxi Link, any comment that you care to share, we want to hear it. Tony, I wanted to follow up on another story that we have followed over these past weeks, and that's this issue of two D.C. drivers who had criminal charges against them dropped, but their suspensions remained. One of those drivers, Sharanjit Singh, his suspension of his taxi cab license has been reinstated, although he was fined, I think it was $1,500. Ephraim Achete, I spoke with Michelle Chami, a driver and a member of the Small Business Association of D.C. Taxi Cab Drivers, who's working with Ephraim. He said that decision has not yet come down from the office administrative hearing. So this driver, despite the fact that the criminal charges against him have been dropped, his license maintains, is still suspended. That's the position of the Taxi Cab Commission, that it should be.
Yes, it's one of the issues we brought up. For those who are not familiar, it's an injustice, because whether he's innocent or guilty, he's still punished by not being able to make a living. They have suspended his license indefinitely. So he's basically guilty until proven innocent. That means we're going to punish you as if you are guilty until such time as your innocence is proven. And that is quite the reverse from our legal system here. And that's just, once again, another example of how the system are treating taxicab drivers in our D.C. Commission.
Also, I wanted to let folks know that Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, June 25th, there's going to be a special meeting of the D.C. Taxi Cab Commission, and that's going to take place at 1 Judiciary Square, 441 4th Street Northwest, on the first floor of the old council chambers. And the issue here is, well, you've got these new regulations that have been put forward on both sedans as well as on PSPs, or payment service provider. And the D.C. Taxicab Commission is facing scrutiny from an unlikely source, and that's the Federal Trade Commission. In comments submitted to the Taxi Commission, the FTC raised concerns that the recent amendments to Chapters 12, 14, and 16 of the D.C. Code, those amendments deal with regulating, as we said, smartphone applications as well as sedan-class vehicles. And what the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, said is that some of the rules proposed by DCTC may unnecessarily impede competition. And so it appears that this special meeting is being held in response to these concerns, but that's coming up Tuesday, 1 Judiciary Square, the D.C. Taxi Cab Commission. And Tony Norman. Maybe you can touch on this. It's complicated. I don't claim to have wrapped my head around all of it, but it's not altogether surprising. You have a special meeting following up on what was already established by the Taxi Cab Commission, because anytime the Taxi Cab Commission does something major, it seems that the potential for having to undo or redo or something has to be changed to have it comply with what's supposed to happen.
Well, it shows you that the speed that the chairman of the D.C. Taxi Cab Commission and Taxi Cab Commission are instituting these regulations that are onerous on cab drivers are legally questionable. And that's why the Federal Trade Commission have raised certain issues about the restrictions that you're imposing on drivers and other business and driver related businesses. And the Taxi Cab Commission is regulating that there's questionable. It is stifling competition. You're putting a very great burden on the drivers that you cannot have competition among companies as well as drivers in the taxicab industry. So the Federal Trade Commission is highlighting that at the lightning speed that they're putting out these regulations, that they are legally questionable on several grounds, not just anti-competitive grounds, constitutional grounds, and other legal grounds in terms of how they're not benefiting the public and how they're trying to rush these things through. So it's just another example of the Federal Trade Commission telling the Taxicab Commission to slow down because you're violating federal laws and possible constitutional issues if you continue on the track that you're headed.
That's Tony Norman. This is the Taxi Link. And again, the number to call in, we're going to be turning to calls shortly, is 703-534-9878, 703-534-9878. Excuse me, 9878. I want to say that I was at National Harbor for both protests Wednesday and Friday and reached out to Gaylord National, which is, by the way, the largest hotel on the East Coast. And the press person said they could only forward what had already been provided to the Taxi Link, a statement regarding the express hybrid vehicles coming in and the justification for them. But we hope that we'll keep reaching out to them, and it'd be good to have some type of discussion over these airwaves between drivers and Gaylord or National Harbor to have a full vetting of these issues. Friday saw the largest in an ongoing series of cab driver protests outside Gaylord National. Gaylord is one of six hotels at National Harbor, the luxury resort in Mini City just over the D.C. line on the Potomac River. For Prince George's County taxi drivers, access to guests at National Harbor, and Gaylord in particular, plays an important role in determining whether they can make a living. This week, Gaylord's transportation vendor, the French multinational corporation Veolia, introduced a new line of vehicles to augment the black sedans it already has parked directly outside Gaylord. Veolia's new hybrid vehicles are priced competitively with taxis, but the competition may be less than fair, since taxis must pay $60 a month to park on the third floor of a garage across the street from the hotel, out of sight of guests. The introduction of Veolia's hybrid vehicle sparked two taxi driver protests outside Gaylord this week. At Friday's demonstration, as the sweat poured down his face, National Harbor driver leader Fissaha Tesfai told me, "This is how we feed our family. This is how we are supporting ourselves. Now they're trying to take it away."
Right now we are protesting in front of the Gaylord Marriott Hotel. Because of that, they stopped giving service for cab drivers. They completely shut down right now giving job for cab drivers. Now we are trying to show for public and for Gaylord Marriott general manager, whoever is responsible for this, we are telling them, this is our problem. We need a solution for this.
There's a lot of people here.
Yeah. We try to bring as many drivers we can. Yeah, we are trying to show our feeling.
Making a lot of noise.
Yeah, we're trying to show the people. We are being abused by the Gaylord. It's not fair for us. We need a job.
You think it's hard for them to do business as usual amidst all the noise?
Yeah, we are trying to show, because they ignore us. They didn't bring a solution for us how we can work with them, you know? Now we're trying to show for visitors who come here, we're trying to show them how we feel by what they decision.
Is this what drivers want to be doing out here protesting?
Yeah, this is what the driver wants, because we didn't get a solution for this.
What's the solution?
Now the decision we are expecting from the county elected officials to give us job. This is our job used to be. Now they're taking it from us. We need our job back.
You've been blowing a horn.
Yeah. My throat has been black now. I can't speak very well.
There's been a lot of protesting.
Yeah, that's what we're doing now.
There's going to be more ahead?
Yeah, it's going to be. We'll let you know the next schedule and the next program we have.
Any word from the hotel? Have they reached out to you at all?
Not at all. They ignore us. Like they say, they don't need taxi, not even to see, not to speak, not to see. They don't need taxi around here. That's why they're acting like they ignore us now.
And as of this week, the hybrids have been introduced. There's not quite as many as there were on Wednesday here today.
Yeah, they're busy. They pick up the job and they left now. Uh-huh. You can't see them, you know. But nobody didn't work. This a couple of since the hybrid car started working. None of our taxi drivers get a job from this area.
And these hybrid cars, unlike Veolia's sedans, Veolia is the transportation vendor for Gaylord National, this hotel, largest hotel on the East Coast. And unlike the sedan, which are higher priced, the hybrids are lower priced, meant to compete directly with taxis.
Yeah, just they have our price straight, and they come after us. They want to take our job. Even, you know, first time when they bring this luxury sedan service, they say our customer choice, they want luxury price, you know. Now they come our, they are taking our job. They bring new vehicles who compete our business, the same price. You know, they have, they are haters of taxi. That's how they're showing us. This is our job. We need a solution. They need to come down with us and find a solution.
Are you willing to sit down with them?
Yeah. If we can work, we can sit down and work with it. The only thing we need is to get our job. You know, this is how we feed our family. This is how we support ourselves. This is our job. We've been serving this area for a couple since this Gaylord opened, the past 5 years. Now the end of this, they bring new vehicles, you know.
We're standing on the sidewalk just outside the Gaylord, and you can see the sedans lined up. Not too many hybrids today, but you said they've been. I've seen them, so maybe they're out and about and busy. There, across the street is the garage and where cabs are hidden on the third floor. So it's hard, I imagine, to compete when the sedans and the hybrids are right out in front of the hotel and cabs are hidden on the third floor of a garage across the street.
Yeah, you know, this the technique they use to create some kind of image in the public, you know. They put in these vehicles, the new sedans, the new hybrid cars in the sedan, and they say by telling there is no cab in this area. But we are here. We are working. We're trying to get a job. We're trying to serve the community. But we are forced to be off the street. Every time we cruise on the street, we given harassed by different people. And we can. We need a taxi stand right now and the public to see us. If the public choose to use a taxi, they have a right to come and use our service. Now the Gaylord is doing is by pushing us out from here, they bring in another service. That's not right. That's not fair for cab drivers.
As you were talking, I was reminded there's a book called The Invisible Man, and it's about the civil rights era. And I feel like there's a lot of invisible men and women, yeah. And those are the taxi cab drivers who are here, but you would not be able to know it if you didn't know on the third floor of the garage. There they are, taxi cab drivers.
Yeah, you know, most of people, when they come to park their car, they see taxis lined up in the garage. You know, they all the time when they come, they ask us, what are you guys doing? You know, the people on the street, what do you do over here? They didn't know we are forced to be in that place. You know, that's our taxi stand, but the public, they don't know where we are. You know, that's a problem we're facing now.
What have these last couple of weeks been like for you?
The couple of weeks, there's no job for us. You know, people just, it's been things hard for them, you know. We was relying on this job. This is our full-time job. This is how we feed our family. This is how we're supporting ourselves. Now they're trying to take it away.
Do you have a message for other drivers who are in Prince George's County but not at National Harbor, as well as drivers in Alexandria and Arlington and D.C. and throughout?
Yeah, I want to tell for all the drivers in this metropolitan area, this is the bad example. Gaylord Marriott is bringing bad example from all of us. This is not only Prince George cab drivers' issue. This is going to be next time on you. And just come and support us. Let's fight these things together. Let's show them this is not the right way to do. You know, this is a bill. They need to stop taking cab drivers' job. And this is the message. They need to respond for this message quickly.
Last time when we were talking about on the radio show, Veolia, one of the D.C. cab drivers texted me saying, Veolia is trying to move into D.C. And this is a major transportation company, as you say, not just impacting Prince George's County, but the possibility of impacting a lot more than that.
Yeah. They need to be aware of it, and they need to follow up these things. You know, let's fight together. Let's stop them right now. This is the beginning. And let's join together. Let's organize together, and let's act.
Any final thoughts you want to share? Fisaha, is a sweat pours down off your head and the protest is going on outside the Gaylord.
The weather is hot now. We are showing even the weather hot. We're not stopping. And another thought, drivers, don't ignore this situation. Let's get together. Let's fight this thing. Let's stop this. Now this is the beginning, not the end.
That was Fisaha Tesfai, a driver leader at National Harbor. At Friday's protests in front of the Gaylord Hotel, I also caught up with Beth Levy of the AFL-CIO. I began by asking her to describe the demonstration underway.
What's happening is that Gaylord, Marriott Gaylord, is trying to kick out the local taxi from not picking up their guests. They're making them park, you know, in the garage where no one can see them. And it's going, they're trying to put the business into a multinational company called Veolia. $500 million of public money from Prince George's County went into building this harbor, building this hotel. These are local taxis, these are local businesses, and the work should go to local businesses, not to a big multinational corporation. So we're out here today to tell the company we're not going away. We're going to keep on. These are the workers' livelihoods. This is how they feed their families. A lot of these guys, a lot of these women are in, they could be losing their houses. You know, they cannot pay the rent. They cannot feed their families. You know, this is a day-to-day struggle for them, and they deserve the work. This is, you know, their National Harbor. It's every purpose of the Maryland's National Harbor, and they should have a right to for the business here.
This is not the first protest here.
No, we've been here 3 or 4 times, and we're going to come back here until we get the right for these local taxis to pick up guests at National Harbor.
And what's the request being made?
The request is that we have a taxi stand at National Harbor. Everywhere you go in D.C. and around the country, taxis are allowed to pick up guests, you know, at these hotels. And our demand is that guests get an option, get the choice to be able to take a local taxi. These taxis are less expensive than anything the Gaylord has to offer. We've also heard that the cars that Gaylord is supplying, there's all these hidden fees. So while they say one thing on the website, customers come out and say that they've been charged a lot more because of hidden fees. We don't have hidden fees. These are regulated taxis from Prince George's County. They're licensed, and they have to abide by the laws, you know, of Prince George, the regulators, and they're doing that.
Before this week, the Veolia had black sedans, but now they have express hybrid cars, which are more affordable, meant to compete directly with taxis, and yet, as you pointed out, they are right in front of the hotel, whereas drivers are kind of hidden on the third floor of the parking garage.
I mean, yes, they are. They're hidden. I mean, matter of fact, I was just talking to some customers, and they said, we want a taxi. Where's the taxis? And so we got them a taxi. But, you know, guests want a taxi. We've seen situations where guests come out of the hotel and say, I want a taxi. And the workers, because they're told to by Gaylord, say, well, we don't have them. Here's a black car. You know, here's one of our cars. Take one of them. So, guests want a taxi, and they're being denied the right to have a taxi.
Would this problem be very hard to resolve?
I think, yes, it's going to be hard, but I think that the workers are strong, and, you know, they're resolved to stay here for as long as it takes, you know, until they have their right to do business in National Harbor.
Any final thoughts you care to share?
That this is a just fight. These workers need to be treated fairly. This is a fight about local business, local workers, you know, against multinational corporations. You know, we have to stop that in this country. We have to stop, you know, multinationals from, you know, beating back the small guy. And we need to have the workers need to have their just in being able to do business here.
That was Beth Levy of the AFL-CIO. Friday's protest followed a similar demonstration on Wednesday outside Gaylord, where I caught up with National Harbor driver leader Emmanuel Gabriel.
We are on the National Harbor now, the Prince George Taxi workers. We are here. We have a demonstration by the hotel because we got kicked out from Monday, and we got like more than 100 people here. We just doing a rally in front of National Harbor, in front of National Harbor Gaylord Hotel.
What do you mean you got kicked out Monday?
From Monday, they started operating their own vehicle. Monday, today, and yesterday, none of us, we didn't pick a job.
Now, when you say they operated their own vehicle, they already had sedans, and you can see right in front of us there are a lot of sedans. We're talking about the new hybrids.
Yeah, they have a new hybrids. They operated like a taxi. When the customer came out, they just put them on a tire on the small hybrids.
What do you hope the hotel will do?
I don't know. For now, it's confusing because we waited there for the past 5 years. They didn't do nothing, but now maybe they will say something good for us.
That was driver leader Emmanuel Gabriel outside Gaylord Hotel on Wednesday. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to be opening up the phone lines to hear from drivers. The number to call into the studio here at WUST 1120 AM is 703-534-9878. I'll give that number out again, 703-534-9878. Among the issues we're going to discuss when we return is that we're going to continue to talk about the situation at National Harbor, as well as a number of other issues. And we look forward to drivers calling in with issues that we need to be covering in the weeks ahead. But first, a music break brought to you by the AFL-CIO's Union Summer Program. While drivers and supporters protested outside Gaylord on Friday, dozens of energetic Union Summer participants took part in a flash mob inside the hotel's ornate lobby, much to the surprise of guests and management. The flash mob included a dance routine, and if you listen carefully, you can hear the lyrics beginning with, "It's fun to ride in a TAXI, a taxi. The hotel's unfair, we can't get anywhere. We need a taxi stand over there," they sang as they pointed from the lobby to the parking garage across the street. Take a listen. Yes, that was a flash mob put on by participants in the AFL-CIO's Union Summer Program. Dozens of them joined with drivers at Friday's protest. We'll link to the video of the flash mob at thefightback.org. And for those who are unfamiliar with the flash mob, I was asking a friend today, an activist, how she would define it. It's a bunch of people showing up to a place unannounced and doing a planned action. And the video is definitely worth seeing, as I say. We'll link to it at thefightback.org. Tony Norman, you've participated in flash mobs?
No, not recently, but I understand the concept. I think it's important that they highlight that issue, and everybody out there should be, particularly other drivers, should be supporting the drivers and the things that are going on at National Harbor. I can't stress that enough, because it highlights what's happening to all of the taxi cab drivers in the region. So if you're a taxi cab driver and if you're listening to us or listening to me, you really need to support the drivers out there in PG County. And even if you're a driver in PG County and you don't know about the harbor issue, find out about it, because all of the drivers, this is the beginning of fighting back, as they say in Fight Back, to do something about the treatment that's going on out there at the harbor. I think it's interesting, once again, that the hotel keeps saying that they want to present options by bringing in these limousines and hybrids. But what they're not telling anyone, there's a probability that they have a tying agreement with these companies. So the hotel is actually very probable that they have an agreement with these companies, and they're making money with the companies in the limousine service. So therefore, they're favoring these companies and excluding taxi cab drivers. So there's something greatly wrong and unjust about that, that they can squeeze out taxi cab drivers and favor one particular company that they also may very well have a financial interest in. So this is a very serious concern, and all of the, not just taxi cab drivers, the residents out in Maryland, the political leaders need to take a great interest in what's happening out there, because there is a great injustice. And as the saying goes, it's said by Dr. King, an injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. So this is not just injustice to the drivers in the harbor. It is an injustice to immigrants. It's an injustice to people who are workers, and it's an injustice to even people who ride taxi cabs. So everyone needs to take great concern about that issue.
That's Tony Norman, co-host of The Taxi Link. The number to call to join the conversation is 703-534-9878. And I'd like to welcome Emmanuel to The Taxi Link. Welcome. Emmanuel, can you hear me?
Yes, Pete. Hey, how you doing today?
Good, good, good. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, first of all, for the opportunity to have it on the phone. First, I want to say thank you for you, Pete, and I want to say thank you for Tony Norman to just come and support the issue on Prince George County taxi drivers. I want to just say something about what happened on National Harbor. We have a driver, more than 75 full-time worker drivers around National Harbor, working full-time the past 5 years. From Monday, the only transportation they did with the hotel, and they just bring in the new hybrid vehicles to do a service like a taxi. From Monday until today, they operated like a taxi. That means none of us in Prince George County, we don't have a job from last Monday. The only thing we want to ask the taxi drivers around the area, Prince George County, Montgomery County, Virginia, and D.C., to come and support the taxi drivers on Prince George County, because this company, they have a big plan by 2016 when the casino opened, the MGM opened on National Harbor. They have a plan to bring 300 hybrid vehicles. That means you will affect each and every taxi driver around the metro area. When I say that, these people, they operate like a Uber. They have a computer system and they have a phone. When they pick somebody from Prince George County, they just drop it on D.C. The same thing, they just drop it, they pick it from D.C. That means this vehicle, they are not affecting only National Harbor drivers or a Prince George County drivers. It will affect everybody around metro area. The only thing I want to ask the drivers, just please come and support us, especially the people you guys who work on Reagan National Airport and Dallas Airport. Please tell the customer there is a taxi. There is a taxi service around National Harbor. Those people, they came the same way from the airport like a regular taxi. The people like my brothers and friends, we have the same vehicle, we have the same training, we have the same license. Those people, they just ride the car from the airport. They don't have no problem to drop on National Harbor. But there is a problem to drop from National Harbor to the airport. That's the only thing the driver, they have to tell their customers. Tell them there is a taxi service, to use a taxi service to save a life for a lot of drivers and their family. That's the only message I want to tell for the other drivers. And please, guys, if you have any question, you can call us. We are ready to answer your question. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Emmanuel. And I understand you mentioning about drivers and other jurisdictions being concerned about what's taking place at National Harbor. I understand that FISAHA Tesfai will be joining the Small Business Association of DC Taxi Cab Drivers, which sponsors this radio program, also has a phone conference which takes place in, not in English, but in Amharic, and it starts at 8:30, so shortly after this show concludes. And I understand that FISAHA is going to join that call and let those drivers know, you know, what's going on. And I want to give out the number for that phone conference, and that's 712-432-3100. This is for the Amharic phone conference, which begins at 8:30, 712-432-3100, and the code is 140465. And We have another caller on the line. I wanted to also, if anyone else wants to call in, let us know what's going on in different areas. The number is 703-534-9878. 703-534-9878. We're going to go to the next. Okay, Tony Norman, why don't you respond to what Emmanuel had to say, and then we'll go to the next call.
Once again, he highlights what's happening at the harbor and how they're being mistreated out there. And that's why it's an issue that people shouldn't just analyze this as a taxi cab driver issue. It's a fair justice. It's the workers' issue. The Washington Post even covered the perspective from some of the workers out there in the harbor of how it's difficult for them to go home at night because there's really no public transportation out to the National Harbor unless they use a taxi cab or some reasonable service. So it's once again highlighting the issues of the injustices that are happening with the taxi cab commission with drivers with big companies. And that's why it is imperative that we support them out there on the harbor, that not just when I say we, I mean other drivers who are in PG County. I mean other drivers who are in Montgomery County, drivers that are in Fairfax, Arlington, Washington, D.C. I mean, because each of these areas have an issue of how they're mistreating drivers. There was a clip earlier being what's happening in New York. So we all have to support these drivers and what they're doing out there because it affects all of us. It affects the passengers. Just like here in Washington, when the riders and the passengers were concerned about the medallion system here and got very much concerned about it because it's going to affect their prices. It's going to affect their pocketbook. So we really need to highlight the issues of what's going on out there. And I think the drivers need to take it more seriously. So that's what the drivers out there in the harbor are trying to highlight.
This is the Taxi Link. To join the conversation, call 703-534-9878. I'd like to welcome Michal to the show. Welcome.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good evening, Michal. Welcome.
I'm fine. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, it is really concerning. Now the issue of the Prince George's County drivers is really a signal to all of us. And it is part of the conspiracy which is undergoing around all the national capital area. And Veolia is also progressing towards DC, and all DC car drivers have to stay alert. The politicians and the lawmakers are working together hand in hand with these monopolies to help them out and get into the system. They don't care about poor individuals or small entrepreneurs, but they want to hand it over to monopolies. So what Veolia is doing in National Harbor is a signal. But the only thing we can do is now we have to organize and try to form a regional association and fight back. This or that way, we are the workers. So they need their labor, but they don't want us to progress. That is sad. What I urge everybody is to think about it and try to organize, come together, and help each other. And we will be behind all those PG County car drivers to help them out, and we'll be looking forward what happens in the coming 2 or 3 weeks. Thank you very much,
Michal. Before you go, I wanted to ask you about another big company, Uber, and apparently it's running ads in Amharic on this station and maybe others where it's recruiting drivers, and Uber has eaten up a lot of the taxi business. So I was wondering if you could comment on Uber and what would you suggest for drivers who are hurting and they hear this ad. I haven't heard it myself, but appealing to drivers saying, you know, come join us, become part of Uber.
Well, we have to remember the way how Uber entered into the industry here. Uber entered the industry making use of demonizing and spreading propaganda against the district taxi cab drivers. And after once it established its base and wanted to expand its base, it needed an alternative, a cheaper alternative for its fans. That is the only reason Uber is looking for taxi cab drivers. Uber doesn't help anybody, any taxi driver. It is exploiting the taxi cab drivers. It doesn't do anything, but it fills its own pocket. But on the one side, it pretends that it is offering a job. On the other side, it is working to eradicate the taxi cab drivers. The only reason Uber is looking for taxi cab drivers is just to give a cheaper alternative to its customer base. That is the only reason. It's not here to help the car drivers.
Lastly, Michelle, if you want to finish up or...
Go ahead.
Lastly, if you could comment on the special D.C. Taxi Cab Commission meeting for this Tuesday at 2 p.m. at 1 Judiciary Square. Are you going to be there? And what's the significance of this meeting?
Well, the Taxi Cab Commission had a special meeting on Tuesday. Yes, it is the same place as 441 Fourth Street. The agenda is, as I have seen it, they are going to adopt 10 chapters, among which five of them are enforcement of the chapters, five chapters which were previously adopted. And some of them are rules adopted for the second time or the third time. So we have inserted our input. We don't know what changes have been made because no document is posted as usual. We will be there and we will see what happens. We urge everybody to appear over there, and particularly those individuals who have really experienced trouble in compliances and enforcement, because the beginning, after once they adopted these chapters, they will start enforcing all the chapters, and that will be really hard, very uninhabitable environment to work, and that is the ultimate goal, and we have to watch and stay alert. I urge everybody to be there.
Thank you, Michelle Chame, board member of the Small Business Association of DC Taxi Cab Drivers, which sponsors this program. Tony Norman, I wanted to make a point and get your response, which is that you have a meeting that's coming up Tuesday, and drivers are busy trying to make a living, and it's maybe not, you know, the be-all and end-all that every driver is there. But when drivers don't, and again, not every driver needs to show up at every meeting, but when you don't have driver presence at these types of meetings, I wonder if it doesn't make it easier for a company like Veolia and for the big companies to create situations like at National Harbor where it gets to a crisis point.
Yeah, they have to show some presence that show these commissioners that they're paying attention to what they're doing on the commission. Now, even if they cannot physically show up, then drivers need to start utilizing email and messages, because one of the reasons Uber took advantage of that, of starting an email chain and sent it to all the council members. And the council seemed to have responded to that when they got thousands of email, even though it was mass-produced emails, most of them. Then drivers need to send individual emails to the commission and emails to the council when these things happen. If you can't make, I understand if they can't physically make every meeting, because the taxi cab commission can meet once a week or sometimes twice a week. But you have to discriminate and pick and choose the major meetings that you have to have a presence in. And those meetings, they do need to show up physically. And in other meetings, they can just send an email to the chairman of the commission as well as send it to council members. And that will establish your presence. So it's very important. Or those taxi cab drivers who are not working during that time can come down and show up and let their presence be known, at least make a comment that their presence will be known. And therefore, you can have a presence at these meetings. The reason they get away with all of these things is because nobody's really paying attention to them. When they have their taxi cab commission meeting and only two or three drivers are there, then they feel they can ram these things through. But if you have a presence and strategically select the major meetings that they're going to make, they're ratifying a major piece of legislation or regulations, then that's where you get your numbers out. But if you can't do that, then at least email and document a presence that you're keeping an eye on the taxi cab commission.
And then when you do have that presence, as we've seen drivers in a number of places, including New York, I don't think it's an accident that, okay, the vote went 5-3 to approve a set of regulations that New York Taxi Workers Alliance Executive Director Barry V. Desai said that these would be to crush the incomes of taxi drivers. But the vote was lost 5-3. And in saying no, Iris Weinshaw said, in my time on the commission, it's probably the harshest rules that I've seen against drivers. And we played her comments. That type of strong language on behalf of drivers, that doesn't come without that constant presence and that education. And this is coming from United States Senator Charles Schumer's wife, his partner, which I just thought was strong language coming from any commissioner, and the type of thing that I suppose you can see in any jurisdiction if you have that constant presence and you keep educating members of the taxi cab commission, whatever it's called in each jurisdiction, as well as council members, about what it means to be a cab driver, how dangerous it is, how much public service it is, and that drivers need to be respected. Getting that point across isn't going to happen without that consistent approach, that consistent presence.
In fact, if you can take her comments, even though she's the wife of the Senate, U.S. Senator, and sit on the commission in New York, you can take her comments and they apply here in Washington and in other regions, that she feels that these regulations are much too onerous on taxi cab drivers. And you can take that rationale and you can apply her comments to what's going on in the D.C. Taxi Cab Commission, what's going on there in the National Harbor. They're essentially putting in onerous restrictions on the drivers there. And there's a reason for that. All of this is not just done for the reason that they're giving. They're trying to get clean cabs or they're trying to clean up the industry. No, they're trying to squeeze out the driver. That's the purpose of all of these onerous restrictions. These are big companies seeking to dominate the taxi cab industry in all of these regions, in Washington, D.C., and PG County, and Montgomery County. It is the major companies, and they're using politicians who sit on these regulatory commissions, who sit on the taxi cab commission, to try to push these regulations through and squeeze out the independent drivers so that the big companies can monopolize the taxi cab industry. And that's why it has to be stopped. If it's not just going to stop in the taxi cab industry. It's going to happen with the vendors. This has to stop. And they feel they can get away with it because they feel that most of these taxi cab drivers are second class citizens. Most of these taxi cab drivers have no rights to be respected. Most of these taxi cab drivers are, quote, Muslims, foreigners. So we don't have to protect them. This has to be stopped. Our leaders believe this. They buy into this logic. Our political leaders and our residents. That's why they don't feel that these drivers are forced to be reckoned with. They feel they're not citizens. They feel they're not registered voters. They feel they can treat them any type of way. That's why it has to be stopped. Because you don't take a rocket scientist to understand what's going on here. Big companies are squeezing out independent drivers. That's the bottom line that's happening here. It's happening in Washington. It's happening in PG County. That's what's going on in National Harbor. That's what's going on. There is a common linkage. These big companies are trying to squeeze out independent drivers, and we all have a vested interest to put a stop to this. When I say we all, the media needs to be educated about this. Our elected officials need to be educated about this, and we need to educate taxicab drivers because they're not educated to this. Everybody's focused on their own jurisdiction and feel it doesn't affect them. It does affect you as an independent driver. That's why we all need to take this into account, and we all need to get involved in this issue.
And it can change, as we've seen in New York, as we've seen in other places, that with organizing and the consistent presence, there's nothing inevitable about officials not speaking up on behalf of drivers, particularly in a progressive place like, you know, this D.C. region. I think the average person wants to be on the side of the worker, and if that message can get out and there's an organization that consistently puts it out, I think the average person saying, no, they want to be on the side of the worker and make sure that worker is not being mistreated.
That's right. And the drivers need to realize their influence. You only get influenced by forming coalitions with one another. So that's why I'm going to keep pleading for all of the drivers in this region. You have to help your brothers in PG County. Help your brothers in D.C. Some of them helped us with the fight of what we were trying to fight, the medallions here in Washington, and we were victorious on that. So it is imperative. There are those who say we can't organize in this region. Yes, we can organize the drivers, and it's going to be up to the drivers to do this. Nobody's going to help you for you but you. You're going to have to take the lead. We can provide the help. We can provide the airtime. We can provide the technical assistance, but the drivers are going to have to take the lead on this. You will have to do it. And I'm speaking not just to the drivers in the National Harbor. I'm speaking to the drivers in Maryland and Virginia and D.C. We all have to come together, the Ethiopian community, the Pakistani, the Indian community, the African-American community,
the West African community,
the Eritrean community. It affects all of you all, and we all have to come together. You don't have to form one organization, but each of the individual organizations that you do have to take a stand, pass a resolution saying that you support your brothers, what's happening in National Harbor. And they can also pass resolutions in their organizations and write letters supporting you in your fight. So this is a time to take a stand. All of the drivers need to take a grave concern about what's happening in National Harbor and what's happening at this time with the taxi cab driver.
This is the Taxi Link. All the past shows are archived at thefightback.org. One word, thefightback.org. To join the conversation, call 703-534-9878. 703-534-9878. I'd like to welcome Fissaha to the conversation. Fissaha, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Lay out for us. We played your interview earlier today, earlier in the show, the interview that we did standing outside National Harbor. As the sweat was coming down your head, it was hot and there were drivers out there. Not the first protest that's been held out there, and maybe not the last, but the largest of these series of protests that you've seen. But explain why you're out there and what you hope to see happen in the coming days and weeks.
Yeah, the reason we came out at the National Harbor for a rally is, we explained over time, the Viola company is trying to push out the taxi drivers from National Harbor at all, and we're trying to raise awareness for the whole national drivers around the metropolitan area. And on the Friday, a couple of drivers scan more than 150 drivers around here, and they were protesting what they do now at the National Harbor. And now, we need more support around this metropolitan area, taxi drivers. This is going to affect all of us as an individual too. And this the early stage. We can just fight it right now. If we can just wait them until they spread out, it's going to be more difficult for us. And I need people to pay attention to this. There's no better way to drive as an independent. We can see those drivers now who drive for the other company. They're paying $500-something right now for their weekly payment. So we should just pay attention and just
Fissa, I understand you're going to be taking part in the Amharic phone conference, which takes place just a little after this show ends, to speak with some of the D.C. drivers about what's going on.
Yeah. I already spoke with the Airmas earlier, a few minutes ago, and I tried to just call him a little bit, and I'll explain more on the Amharic conference.
What's your message for D.C. drivers?
D.C. drivers, you have to be wake up. It's not far. National Hub is not far from D.C. And there is no way you can just wait them until they come in. This is just one single hotel in National Harbor. Even if you see in PG area, this is the one hotel we have in PG County that we can go and pick up a job safely. But if you can see just in D.C., there's plenty of hotels. Even Marriott, if you can see, there's couple of Marriott hotels around D.C. And imagine if these people just spread out in D.C., what's going to look like for D.C. drivers? Just this is the beginning. They are testing how they can flex their muscles, And D.C. driver, they need to wake up, come and join us. Let's fight them, let's stop them. Whatever they're doing is not right for cab drivers. our job is going to be taken away from us. And even if we want to work as a cab driver for the rest of our life, we're going to be like a slave for them, you know, for those companies, for those rich people. And I want to DC drivers to wake up and join us, and let's fight together this thing.
Can you talk about the scope and scale of National Harbor? And it's got 6 hotels, not just Gaylord, although Gaylord is the largest hotel on the East Coast. It's a multi-billion, $2-3 billion mini city on the Potomac River as it stands right now, but it's slated, it's expected to get a lot bigger. You have a shopping mall that's coming online. It's being built now. And it's coming online, expected in December. And then you have the MGM Casino, which is supposed to come online in 2016. So it's big as we speak, condos and restaurants and as I said, 6 hotels, and expected to get a lot bigger. And this is in Prince George's County, where aside from the metro stops, there's not a tremendous amount of places where you're going to get a lot of business. But talk about this, the scope and scale of National Harbor and what it means to drivers of Prince George's County to be able to access and be able to service those guests.
Yeah, just simply to tell for D.C. and Virginia, especially Alexandria drivers, if they listen, you know, during daytime, every PG taxi driver, they took passengers to Alexandria or D.C., a minimum 50 passengers every day, minimum. Those 50 passengers, they're going to come back either by D.C. or by Alexandria driver. That's 50 jobs, you know. But if these people start working like they're doing right now, those drivers, they're going to pick that job again. There's no call. They're going to cut the circulation of taxi jobs, you know. And like as you said, there is other than Gaylord Marriott, there are 5 hotels. They didn't start working all of those. They're trying to control. Most of the customers, they walk through to Gaylord to get a transportation, taxi or limousine, anything. They're trying to monopolize everything around National Harbor. Whenever it's built, the casino, that's the same thing they're going to apply over there too, because that property is going to be, again, a private property, and they're going to get covered by private property, and they're going to do their business. But as a cab driver, we should be allowed to get a job in our county, everywhere, every county drivers do, they should get a job, you know, whenever it's job being created, you know.
Has Gaylord National reached out to you?
Nope. They never reached out to us. They just ignore us. They don't know what, like they say, they're going to continue to send you service.
Do you plan on protesting further?
Come again?
Do you plan on holding any further protests?
Yeah, we are planning, but for the next one, we're going to just start giving flyers, and we're going to announce for everybody around this metropolitan area to come and join us, and we need more support. We need help, too. So we're going to let them know the next schedule.
Thanks for calling in. Fissa Tesfai, driver leader at National Harbor. This is the Taxi Link. I'm Pete Tucker, along with Tony Norman, and we may have time for one more call, 703-534-9878. Tony Norman, any thoughts?
Just to say they need to keep up the actions, keep up the raising the consciousness. Maybe another action they ought to consider out there in National Harbor is maybe they just need to do a taxi parade where you get 1,000 taxi cabs to drive through and back up the traffic with drivers from all over the region and tie up National Harbor just with taxi cab driving around there raising issues. So they ought to consider that sometime. But the brother taxi cab drivers can come out there and drive and just tie up the traffic with 1,000 taxi cabs in the National Harbor. That's something to consider to raise the issue of what's happening.
We want to thank everyone for joining with us. And this show will be posted at thefightback.org. And we will keep folks posted when we hear about the details for the funeral service for Solomon Okoro, the D.C. driver who was killed earlier this month. And I also want to let folks know that Tony Norman and I will be headed to 15th and U directly after the show, the Mediterranean spot. So any driver that's got time, want to touch base in person, you can catch us there at 15th and U Streets Northwest. And I encourage those drivers who speak Amharic to join the phone conference, which begins at 8:30 p.m. And if there's any events that are going on, or there are drivers who are going through, maybe you're being suspended without any conviction, you can get in touch with me at thefightback.org and myself for Will Martin. We'll follow those cases. We'll bring forward that information. And for drivers in, be it in Fairfax or Arlington or Alexandria or Montgomery County, if you've got an interesting meeting coming up with the taxi commission or whatever it's called in your jurisdiction, there's a council vote, let us know. We will get there, cover it, bring forward the sound so drivers can hear firsthand, and we can begin to establish a baseline where drivers throughout the region know what's happening in the other jurisdictions. And maybe that will prevent instances where drivers and big companies are able to move in and really hurt drivers' chances of making a living. The Taxi Link is produced by Will Martin, engineered by Mark Taylor, with special thanks to Stefan Illier. I'm Pete Tucker with Tony Norman. Till next time.